What's up, Flufftube? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined with Juanito El Juanito. Juan, can you hear me loud and clear? Over there, looks like you're in paradise.
I can hear you. I can hear you, Nino.
It's beautiful where you're at. And I guess that's where you're going to be hunkering down, huh?
Well, I've got quite a few things to do. You'll see. I'll be all over the country this next few days. So
I thought you were hunkering down, but you told me you're going to start.
We've got stuff that will not wait. It has to be dealt with. And so I'll let Jennifer relax and do, well, she has about 10,000 things to do, but I've got stuff that I've got to do.
Well, I want to say here that, first off, Juan is going to be the general in the general's tent again. I'm doing a double header for this month. And I got to say, you know, this is going to be a big one because we're like just days away from the big, I would say the kickoff, right, Juanito? I wouldn't even say this is going to be a determined result on November 6th. I would say we're going to have 3 to 6 months of gnashing of teeth and turmoil, correct?
Have you ever been to a sports game where you had to go into double overtime?
Yeah, this is double. Yeah, you're
oh
right.
Oh my gosh, I've had that, I think, twice. Once in basketball, and I don't remember what the circumstances were. I vaguely remember one I thought was football at one time that I was at, and but yeah, and then they thought there was going to have to be some sudden death thing or something, and it turned out to somebody got a point at the last second or something, is what I vaguely recall. So might have been soccer. But I just remember, you know, kind of the crowd getting into it. It was pretty, you
yeah,
know,
it's
but you were so
people...
exhausted. You know, you thought you're going home. Then you thought, okay, it's a little longer. That's cool. This is going to be fun. And then it was like, okay, we're ready to be done. Baseball,
yeah.
I think there was one that went, we watched on TV one time. And I think it went like 19 innings or something. Oh my gosh. Some crazy number.
I put a video out, a prediction, and I'm going to talk on that in a second, and then you can give me your insight if I'm in the ballpark. But first, folks, get your Noble Gold, folks. Get your Noble Gold. Gold has just hit another record, but here's what's really interesting. It's been doing that a lot lately. It's up to 33.26 year-to-date, 33.26% year-to-date. While election drama has everyone else nervous, gold investors are sleeping pretty damn well. Makes sense. For thousands of years, gold's been the grown-up in the room during uncertain times. That's why investors are moving to Noble Gold Investments now. Not tomorrow, not next month, right now. Don't miss out. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today and bag up to 10 one-ounce silver Trump coins or 10-ounce silver American flag bar, which I got, by the way, with a qualifying account. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Get over there, folks, and get started. Get yourself start bagging some gold and silver. So, Juanito, I think that...
Well, hold on. I got to add one thing here. You know, it's not wasted that we have a problem and you need to move to certain types of tangible, preferably. A lot of people think that they're in great shape with their houses, certain types of property and like that. And the reality is that houses are way over where they are traditionally. Gold was way under where it would be traditionally. Silver even further by far. And so what happens is over time, these things tend to come back to a particular average of value over long periods of time. You can get a bubble where things get really wild for a while, and then, you know, things kind of come of age and they come back to where they're supposed to be in relationship to everything. For example, houses generally run about 3.5 times your national average for income. And right now it's up there at like 5-something times the national income. And when you get a bubble like that, it tends to rebound back when they go up slower than they come down. And so that's why the metals have been, they've been undervalued. Now they're coming up. So you have one thing coming up while the other thing's going down based on long-term averages. And by the way, remember, gold was down there when they started allowing the public to have it again at like $35 an ounce. That was in, 45, 50 years ago. And so the other thing you need to remember, Nino, is that it's not that the gold moved. It's considered to be actually stable in value. It's what you're buying the gold with. So the dollars have gone down in value. It takes more of them to buy the same amount of gold. And I've kind of talked about this before.
Well, that's the direction people need to go is gold and silver. But Juan, I only have a short time here. I want to get some.
I just want to make sure people understand we're in a very precarious moment. If you're thinking, what am I going to do next? Trying to have something that has exchangeable real value is not wasted time. So anyway, go ahead.
All right. So Juan, yeah, I've kind of rescheduled somebody for you, and I know they're pissed off. So I know they're waiting to come on. So,
well, I don't want to be rude to anybody. That's
right.
Fine. Go ahead.
So, I'm the one that's being rude, not you, Juan. It's okay. But so I've said that there's three possibilities, and then you just kind of tailored it for me when I was talking to you on the phone. And I said, number one, which you've always said, you're the one that has said this from the beginning, there'll be a halt. There'll be confusion, chaos. They'll kind of just kind of figure out ways to cook the books, finagle the bagel type of thing. Probably project Kamala as a premature winner on MSM. Or number that's one and two. And then three, I said it's just too big for any kind of finagling. And they just realized, look, Trump wins. Now we're going to contest it. And it's going to be dirty. It's going to be really dirty. But you're saying by January 20th, we may not have an inauguration. So in your opinion, right, that we have to say that as your opinion, this may not happen until March?
Well, whatever happened in that time frame, it's not going to be satisfactorily completed, finished. The trap has been set. These people are walking straight into it. These are horrendously dangerous monsters that we're fighting with. These are people that at the Bush funeral were going to walk out and, well, okay, maybe we have to
we'll
wait for that somewhere
bit.
Else.
It is fourth,
yeah.
too. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I want you to. I hope my audience asks these questions about that funeral at the general's tent tonight. I think that's going to be an epic general's tent. Yours obviously go a little longer because there's a lot of people that show up to them. And
well, the one thing I will tell you is this, Nino. Liar, liar, pants on fire. It doesn't matter what party you're talking about. It doesn't matter what media is involved. All of them are trying to push the general public of the country to go along with and within lots of different categories. I can't even say the categories probably because that would trigger
but
something.
My audience is used to this. They know what we're doing. They know the point we're trying to make, so we just got to be very vague.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is this, Nino. It's so serious that a couple of days ago, look, you have to think about all the liars that are out there running around the country in all the different venues.
The bad actors.
Yeah, liars, liars, pants on fire. So, okay, so here's what the problem is. They're running all over the country, lying their ass off, shooting flames out their ass, going to cause fires everywhere. It's so serious, Nino, I had to go buy a fire truck. We have to go out and be ready to put out these fires wherever they show up. These guys are going to frank and try to catch the whole country on
Dude,
fire.
Can I just tell you something? I'm expecting. I'm just going to tell you this right now. I'm expecting them to announce Kamala. I'm preparing myself for that.
Yeah, yeah. Liars, liars, pants on fires.
And then,
can you
and then
handle a hose? Do you know how to handle a fire hose?
Yeah, no.
We're gonna have to
I'm sure.
I did. I bought a fire truck. It's gonna be fun.
Oh, that's right. You did buy a fire truck. You bought it. What year is it?
53.
Man, you forgot you did. You didn't send me the pictures.
Oh yeah, I'll send it to you. It's pretty cool.
You like really did buy a fire truck.
I did, yeah. It's a serious situation. We got to be able to put out fires wherever they show up. Everybody should have the garden hoses out ready to put out fires around the neighborhood because they're going to try and, cook the country with their lying ass bullshit.
So we should
Forget the
expect, should
bullshit,
we
kill the
expect
bull.
3 to 6 months of just.
You can't. It's not 3 months. This is going to take. Most people are just not kind of in that zone. And if you said it too much earlier, you'd have just triggered people. But the reality is, this didn't happen overnight. And what's at stake is it's a completely existential moment for these people. It's an end of life, as they know it, moment. Not for just one party or the other, but for the people behind the scenes that are really what definite is those people that stay in power no matter who gets elected. And they stay there. They have these appointed positions. They can stay forever. Nobody can get rid of them. All of this stuff. They do whatever the hell they want. And that's who's really in the threat. Remember, Trump said he's going to reduce the federal government by 50%. And he said in the last short while, things that I've been saying for the last many years, before it's all over, you won't have an income tax because that is a unlawful entity. It's a foreign corporation based out of Puerto Rico. The comedian did a lousy job the other day at that rally, but that was part of the reason for having somebody out of Puerto Rico be there was sort of the intent, and to put some light on shade on Puerto Rico because it's where they've used for Federal Reserve and for IRS for their headquarters. And by the way, federal courts have found that the IRS is a foreign corporation based out of Puerto Rico, which is a territory but not a state. So there's all sorts of interesting stuff that's in there, but to
Say
this is
dark
a
side.
threat.
You gotta get
Dark
better with
side,
these. You
dark
gotta get
side,
better with these words,
dark
Juanito.
side. Okay, all right. So, and
Got
of
my
course,
little programs.
that's why you're having these dark hats and dark other letter groups out there, because you're having a lot of them that have decided that they're going to switch teams. They want to live. They want to survive. So they're coming over into the
Well, I heard a lot of big tech
camp.
CEOs, world leaders are already calling Mr. T right now.
Well, yeah, Netanyahu comes here to talk to Congress and to Biden a lot, and then he goes way out of his way to go talk to Trump. Why? Because they know he's coming back. They know he's in the zone. And I can tell you right now, there's people came back from East Africa the other day, and they're just all across East Africa. They're just praying, please God, get Trump back in because of China. China is moving very hard in a number of places to seal their control through the various corporate agreements and intergovernmental agreements with money, so that they can't be displaced down the road. But we're at this wild moment where, especially because of what T has said he's going to do when he gets back, they realize it won't be the same environment, and it's not going to be like the first term. It will be radically different. The people in the administration will be radically different. They won't be when he came in the first time, you have kind of approved people that Congress will approve that you can put into positions. And so he had to take some personnel that really hated him. They didn't just not like it, dislike him. They hated him.
So it needs to
And
be unconventional.
well, the next round will not be like anything that's happened thus far. And these people have tried to do again what they did previously because they got away with it over and over and over. This time around, we were ready for them before, documented. There was all sorts of wonkiness in there. This time, they took the bait, hook, line, and sinker.
I have to jump because I have that guy waiting. But I got to just tell people, go to the General's tent tonight, ninoscorner.tv. Ninoscorner.tv. Juan will be taking your questions. Call the 800 number on ninoscorner.tv. Upgrade if you're already a subscriber. And Juan, people can get silver coins at thejennifermack.com. I'll put that down in the link. And Juan, I think I'm going to take this video down after about... I'll leave it up for a day because we're talking about some heavy stuff, but I'm going to put it on fluff.
Okay. You got all sorts of stuff over there that Jen's site up, the Megador stuff and all that. And by the way, I don't know how I'm going to do it yet. So you can't say anything saying I got to do this, whatever. But we just ordered a 30 by 50 Megador flag. And so we're going to see where we can.
Where the hell are you going to put that up?
Well, it could be, you know, you use them in a halftime in a football stadium parade, whatever. We'll find some fun places, hang it out from fun places. But we're going to have a lot of fun with that flag. We'll use it when we do the big Megador event here in a year and a half or so. So we're going to have some fun. It's going to be a fantastic thing. So anyway. Get in the mood, because the reason that flag is so important, you know, that image, before it's all done, it won't be satisfactory to just put a chain on the bull and drag it off the field. They're not going to give up. This is really a very extreme contest. I can't even use the right words. You know, they're suing Trump right now, or setting up, I should say, to prosecute Trump. In Arizona, they're talking about it because of an idle statement he made that was
right. But don't say that here. Don't please.
Yeah, I'm not saying it. I'm just saying that, you know, you got to be so careful because they want to sue everybody for everything or prosecute them. Look at what just happened in the last 24 hours in Arizona. They're talking about wanting to prosecute Trump. It's the dumbassest thing in the world. They're blowing out flames out their ass. Okay, get your fire hose ready.
All right. Let's roll. All right, I'll see the General's tent tonight, Juanito.
All right.
5 p.m., folks, Mountain Standard Time. All right, Juan, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Bye.